الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. وعن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أي المسلمين أفضل؟ قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected elders, brothers, amongst the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, the favors which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us upon is the speech, the favor of speech. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tongue. The ni'mat of the tongue is so great that many a times we use the tongue for good deeds like reading Quran, making our salah, for our azkar, for our zikr. We use the tongue for many good reasons, as well as advising people, giving advices to people, motivating people. We use our tongue for certain good reasons also. As well as this very same tongue, if it is abused, then it becomes the seal of shaitan. Where the tongue, that with that very same tongue which we did good, which we read Quran, which we make our salah, with that very same tongue there is disputes between communities, there is disputes between, there is arguments between families, between inside the families. Why? Because of this very same tongue. That is why the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, which comes in Tirmidhi Sharif, that Nabi alayhi salam said every day the organs of the body, it pleads to the tongue and it says, O tongue, you remain straight, then we will remain straight. If you are crooked, then we will also be crooked. And it is obvious, a person speaks about walking to a wrong place and then automatically the leg takes to that wrong place. A person starts speaking about looking at something which is unlawful, something which is haram, at that moment the eyes, it makes amal and it practices upon what the speech, or according to the speech of the tongue. So that is why Nabi alayhi salam said that every day the tongue, it pleads every day, the organs of the body, it pleads to the tongue and it says that you should keep away from, you should guide us and you should be straight. If you are straight, then we will also be straight. A hadith of Nabi alayhi salam is referring to where Nabi alayhi salam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayra aw liyasmut. Muttafaqun alayh. Where Nabi alayhi salam said that a person who has iman and a person who brings iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment, then he should always speak good. Otherwise, he should keep quiet. Another hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, Man famata faqad naja. Nabi alayhi salam said, he who keeps quiet, then he will gain salvation. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, it expresses and explains to us that what is important, we should speak, and what is not important, what is futile, what is will not benefit for us, we should keep away from these things. Another hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ كَثْرَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ. A person when he is speaking, he should speak with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there in his speech, then excessive speech by futile, which is not relevant, which will not benefit, excessively when a person speaks regarding things which is not beneficial, then of course Nabi alayhi salam said, Qaswatul lilqalb, his heart will become hard in a such a way that in spirituality his heart will become hard. We understand from this how important, in one way the tongue, it is important that we use it for certain good reasons, and also that very same tongue which can be abused also in hurting people, in making problems between families, that very same tongue can happen. One of the major and one of the things which commonly takes place amongst us is backbiting, that is ghibah. Ghibah which takes place commonly amongst us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا do not backbite among one another. And also the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, it refers to what is the definition of backbiting. How did Nabi alayhi salam explain backbiting? In Muslim Sharif the hadith comes, atadaruna mal ghiba. Nabi alayhi salam asked the sahaba, atadaruna mal ghiba, do you know what is ghiba, do you know what is backbiting? The sahaba replied, only Allah and Allah's Rasul know what is backbiting. Nabi alayhi salam explained, qala dhikruka aqata bima yakrahu, that is to speak something about your Muslim brother which if he hears it, he will be upset. So Nabi alayhi salam explained that to speak something about your brother, if he hears it, refers to that he is not present at that moment. So if he hears it, he will become upset. This is backbiting. Certain times we would say that I am ready to speak that very same thing in front of that person. Well, that is another situation, that is something else. But here we are talking about speaking about that your own particular Muslim brother, speaking bad about him, and if he hears it, he will feel bad. Then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they asked Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, what if what we are speaking, it is true about that person? We are saying that that person is a liar. We are saying that that person is a person who deceives. What if we are speaking, it is true? Then Nabi alayhi salam said, yes, that is backbiting. That is backbiting, which you are speaking about that particular person. If you are speaking something which that person does not have, then you are lying about that person. That is even more worse than backbiting. So if you are speaking about that person, that is only backbiting. That is what you are speaking, something which he has in him. And if he hears it, he will feel upset, he will feel worried. This is how Nabi alayhi salam explained. Furthermore, Nabi alayhi salam explained, Al-Mustami'u Ahadul Muhtabin, even the person who listens, he is not speaking bad, but he is in a gathering where two people are speaking bad or speaking bad about a person. He is listening to it. He says, I did not speak, but he is listening to it. He is also among those people who are backbiting and who are also engaged themselves in ghibat. And also Nabi alayhi salam said, those certain times we gesture a person. That is, we say that that person is a short person, he is not an educated person. Like that, we say about a person, a quality of a person, we put him down and we speak bad about him. That also includes into backbiting. So commonly Nabi alayhi salam explains that whenever any kind of speech, where if your brother, he has to hear it, he will feel worried, he will get worried. With backbiting also, Nabi alayhi salam explained about namima. Namima is that Nabi alayhi salam said in one hadith, la yadkhulul jannata namamun, that is a person who listens to someone else's speech, he takes that speech and go and tells it to someone else. You see, this person has spoken like this, and that very same speech what he says, he takes it and go and speaks it to someone else. So Nabi alayhi salam said that person who is engaged himself in namima, he will also not enter into Jannah. Now after understanding the definition of backbiting, let us see what are the harms of backbiting. What will harm a person by backbiting? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُ. The person who backbites, it is like that person is eating his own biological brother's flesh. The sins of his a person, obviously we don't accept at all of eating flesh of a man, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that that very same a person who is backbiting, it is like he is eating the own flesh of his own brother. So a harm at which will anyone is not ready to accept, we are by backbiting. And also our ulama, they explain that when a person engages himself in backbiting, then it will become difficult for him to do good deeds. He will feel lazy, he will not want to do good deeds, he will not want to engage himself in good deeds. Because why excessively he is backbiting? Because of certain sins, a person's heart becomes black. So because of this certain sins, he doesn't want to do amal, he doesn't want to engage himself in ibadat. So this is also a harm where our ulama explained that by a person backbiting, he will not engage, he will feel lazy, he will not want to engage himself in ibadat. Also at the time of Mi'raj, Nabi alayhi salam, saw certain people who were scraping their faces with nails, with their nails in their hands, they were scraping their
our faces. Nabi alayhi salam required, Nabi alayhi salam asked Jibril alayhi salam, who are these people? Jibril alayhi salam explained, yaquluna lakum an-nas, they are the people who used to eat the flesh of the people, that is, they used to backbite. So the harms where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishment has kept even in afterwards, in even the akhirah, of a person who is backbiting. And not only that, we have to understand that when a person backbites and when a person speaks bad ill about another person, another major harm is his good deed will be taken away from him and given to that particular person, and his deed will be taken and there will be a transfer of deeds there. We know the famous hadith of Nabi alayhi salam asked, who is a bankrupt person? The Sahaba, they replied, a bankrupt person is that person who does not have dinars, or that person does not have dirham. Nabi alayhi salam said, no, that is not the person. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah, he will have lots of amal with him, he has done lot of ibadat with him. But then another person will come and say, this person used to backbite about me, he used to scold me, he used to hurt me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all of his, one by one of his good deeds and give to this particular person. And these bad deeds will be taken and given to this particular person who used to backbite. So it is that our good deeds. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, it is said that when people speak bad about him, he will send them sweet plates. Why? Saying to that person that you are sending your good deeds to me. So it is a major thing that where it happens when a person backbites, he is giving his good deeds to that person and that person's bad deeds are coming to us. So let us keep away from this and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Now after understanding the definition of backbiting and the harms of backbiting, let us see why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it prohibited, backbiting. Few reasons backbiting it takes place. One is when a person wants to take revenge from someone else. He has done something, his Muslim brother has done something wrong to him. In order to take revenge with him, so this person will backbite. He will talk ill about him, he will talk bad about him, because his intention is to take revenge from that person. Also another reason why he will backbite is, when they get together, just for ideal curiosity, a person will backbite. Three or four people, they get together after in a restaurant, or after a lunch, or after a dinner, they get together, they sit together, and then they talk about a certain community, about a certain company, they will start talking bad about. So where they are not gaining any kind of benefit, but three or four of them get together, they sit, and just for ideal curiosity, just to gain a little bit of pleasure about speaking about gossip about those people, they engage themselves in backbiting. And also another reason where a person engages himself in backbiting is, a person sometimes he feels that I am better than that person. I am better than that person. Keeping that into the reason, he starts backbiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a worst thing, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَا تُزَقُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't regard yourself superior to someone else. We don't know our taqwa level. We don't know how much taqwa we have. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our taqwa level. So we cannot, anyway, there is no possibility upon us that we think that I am superior than that person. Because we don't know who has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The taqwa of that person only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So when a person does not know, when a person thinks that I am more superior than that person, then he starts backbiting about that person. Because whatever the service he is doing, he will start talking against it because he thinks I am more superior than that person. And also another reason where backbiting takes place is because of mainly looking at the faults of other people. Faults of your Muslim brother, faults of the community, faults of each and everything, whatever. Every time when he opens his eyes, he is only looking at the faults of that particular person. Whereas it is not permissible, where we don't know how, from where did we get the authority to look at the faults of another person, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has covered this ummah, whatever the fault is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has covered. We know the ummah before the ummah. What happened to Lut alayhi salam, a nation? What happened to Nuh alayhi salam's nation? What happened to Adam alayhi salam's nation? We know what are the punishments, what kind of wrong they did, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told that to us. But what are the wrongs we are doing? No one knows. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it quiet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made it to be shown to everyone else. So in that reason, where can we look at another person's fault and then tell him that you are doing this wrong, this person is doing that wrong? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we see that previous nations, the charity, it comes in authentic hadiths, the charity which they used to give. What they used to do is they used to go and place it on top of a mountain. Then a fire will come and the whole charity will burn away. So then those charity which is not burnt, then the people will understand that for this person, charity is not accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our charity, what we give, no one knows, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So everything what we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it quiet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not expose it to anyone. So where will we get the authority that to we go and expose another my Muslim brother's fault to someone else? And in certain reasons, there is, in certain places, there is permissibility. Our scholars, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, has written, where in certain places it is permissible to speak bad about to do backbiting. It is permissible in those places where a person has been he has been tortured or he has been told his things have been stolen by someone. So he goes to the authority and complains about him that this person has done wrong to me. This person, we are speaking bad, but we are speaking that whatever my thing has been stolen or it has been snatched by someone, so he's speaking to the authority so that it will return back to him. Or a person sees a person's son who is engaging himself in wrong, so he goes to the father and he says that, look here, your son is doing such and such wrong, so make him, save him from all this wrong. So we are going to a person who has authority upon that person, where the father will go and advise the son and make him keep away from that kind of haram or that kind of wrong what the son is doing. In that reason, there is permissibility. It is not permissible for us to go and speak to everyone that this person's son is doing this wrong. That is not, well, it is not correct. That is backbiting. But what is permissible is we can approach that father who has authority upon the son and then say that, look here, your son is doing this kind of wrong, so save him. Or a person comes in marriage asking for marriage. How is this person? Is this person good? How is his qualities? In that reason, in that place, then we can explain and we have to express what do we know about that particular person. Fatima bint Khubaysh radiallahu anha, she comes to Nabi alayhi salam and she says, Ya Rasulullah, I have got two proposals from two people. What should I do? Nabi alayhi salam says, these two people, one person, he is a bankrupt person, he is not yet stable in taking care of you. The second person, he is always hitting the women and he has a quality of hitting women, so you keep away from both of them. So Nabi alayhi salam explained to Fatima bint Khubaysh radiallahu anha and said that do not get married to them. Why? Because these qualities are there in them. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he had a dispute with his wife. Then certain people came and asked, what is happening between you and your wife? Tell us also. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu said, how can I expose what is the wrong of my wife to you? It is not correct. So afterwards, however, that marriage did not happen, it broke away. But afterwards, those very same people, they came back and asked, now she is not your wife, now tell us what are the wrongs, or what was the wrong, what was the problem between you and your wife? He said, how can I speak about a woman who is not in my nikah? It is not upon me, she is not in my nikah, I cannot speak bad about her. So in both the conditions, Abdullah bin Umar kept himself away from speaking bad about that particular woman. So it is upon us also, let us make a dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this quality to keep away from all these sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the straight path. Wa akhra da'wana and alhamdulillah.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.